you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Ty Dolla $ign could get on a song with anybody. Ty Dolla $ign could be on a song with Biggie. He could be on a song with Elvis. It don't matter who it is. What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, the podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX, the podcast where we keep you up to date on all things going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, ready for this weekend, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, also ready for this weekend, A-Dub.
All right, it's Friday. I'm feeling good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling real good.
All right. Real good. Yeah, okay. If you're listening to this, hopefully you're feeling good right now, too. We got a couple things to get to. So J. Cole's hoop dreams, they're no longer hoop dreams. It's a hoop reality, all right? I know he signed a contract with a basketball team in Africa before. Well, now he has another contract, and this time it's with a Canadian basketball team. And then we have to have the discussion about Cardi B, because she is demanding her flowers. She is demanding her respect as a musician, as a rapper, as an artist. We also have to talk about the notorious B.I.G., the late great legend. His birthday is actually tomorrow, so there's going to be a lot of celebrations surrounding that we have to get into. But before we do all of that, please make sure you follow the podcast. Subscribe so you can be updated on all of our new episodes. Thank you. Now let's get to it. Okay, let's start off with J. Cole. So he has signed another professional basketball contract. He's not giving up on these hoop dreams, man. He is really making it a reality, and he's really making this basketball career a real thing. This will be his second year in a row playing professional basketball, and this time around, he's going to be playing for the Canadian Elite Basketball League, and he'll be suiting up for the Scarborough Shooting Stars. One time for Cole World, man. He's taking this Dreamville dreamer thing very, very serious, okay? He's not just talking about it. He's living it. He's living out his dreams in every aspect, and it's very dope to watch.
Yeah, for sure. I love this for him. The Athletics Shams Sharania broke the news Thursday night about Cole going into this next basketball endeavor. And the training camp will begin this week, and the league is set to host its season opener on May 26th with the Shooting Stars paying a visit to the Guelph Nighthawks. So I hope I said all this right, but congrats to J. Cole on that.
Yeah, that's fire, man. That is fire. J. Cole, you know, he's continuing to work on his hoop game because one day he wants to be in the NBA. Like, that is really a big goal of his. So even at age 37, he's been working out with NBA pros. Now he's got two professional basketball teams that he's played for. So he has that on his resume now to kind of make his career as a basketball player more official. And hopefully one day, you know, an NBA team will pick him up, because it doesn't look like he's giving this up anytime soon. I know the first time around when he played with the Rwanda Patriots, people were like, oh, we got to see a little bit of him, but we really didn't get to see enough of J. Cole balling for it to make sense to where we're like, okay, we could see him in the NBA. But, I mean, with him getting this second job on a professional basketball team, who knows, that might be more of a possibility than ever now, especially if he does good with this, especially if he gets out there and really makes moves on that floor. So I'm kind of very excited for him, because 37, if he really does get into the NBA at some point after this, that's going to be legendary. He's going to probably be the oldest person to have gotten on an NBA team if he ever does really accomplish that.
Yeah, exactly. So that would be dope to see. And especially if J. Cole is the one who does that, that's also another great thing to see. And I know a lot of people were talking about when he was on the Rwanda League that his stats weren't good, or like you said, he didn't play a lot. So hopefully not even like joining this league to, you know, make up for what he did in Rwanda. I think he was still good at the Rwanda League, but just to continue to show us that, like, you know, J. Cole is a good basketball player and things like that. And he does want to take this seriously and has his dreams to accomplish. So I like this all around.
I know one thing, if the Charlotte Hornets don't put J. Cole on their team after this, That's going to be one of the biggest fumbles ever. Like, not from a skills perspective per se, but just from a legendary perspective, like a for the culture moment perspective. Charlotte Hornets, put him on the team. Michael Jordan, put him on the team. Like, it doesn't matter. He can be the backup for the backup. Like, he can be third string. Like, he can be the sub for the bench player, for one of the bench players. Just having J. Cole on the Charlotte Hornets would be legendary in so many different aspects. I think they should really do that. Whoever the coach is over there, put J. Cole on the team. And then let him get at least, you know, let him get a game in. Let him get a good 15 minutes of playing time. Let him get out there on the floor with Melo. It'll be legendary. It'll be great for the organization, great publicity, great to put people in seats at the games. I think that would be a moment. Charlotte Hornets, y'all should look at this season. He plays in Canada very closely and think about putting him on the team.
Yeah, that sounds right to me, because the biggest thing I was thinking about was filling up those seats, because if J. Cole's on the Hornets, yeah, I'd probably buy a season pass, period.
For sure. All right, man. Best of luck to J. Cole. That's fire, man. Starting a basketball career at 37 years old. Wow, we love to see it. Mm-hmm. All right, now let's talk about Cardi B. Speaking of great things, she wants her recognition for her influence out here. She wants her flowers. She wants to be recognized for the great things that she has done so far. Recently, Cardi took to social media to speak her mind. She has just gotten tired of people not showing her the respect that she feels she deserves, essentially.
My fans point out things that I have influenced. My fans are not saying that people are copying me or anything. People are just saying that, like, you could see the influence. Why does that bother you guys so much? I feel like people just be trying to discredit me so bad that they just, like, try to erase everything I do. And it's like,
okay, all right. A little nighttime venting. Sounds like Offset is asleep right next to her. She tried not to wake him up. I don't see any video for that. I just heard the audio, so I don't know where exactly she was. But definitely sounded like this was, like, a middle-of-the-night rant. Or vent, rather. But I agree to an extent. I think when you use the word influence, people automatically think like, oh, the girls are trying to rap like you, or people are trying to sound like you. That's what people automatically jump to when you hear the word influence as it pertains to a rapper, especially a woman in rap. But I don't think that's what Cardi means, or her fans really mean when they say influence. Like, Cardi B does actually have quite a bit of influence. When you think about some of these artists that she supports early on, Cardi B is a big supporter of new artists, and her influence helps shine light on some of these artists, despite what their sound is. Their sound, they don't have to sound anything like Cardi B, but her promoting these artists or sharing their work or showing them some love, like, oh, hey, this is fire, or this person's dope, that person's dope. That's influence. If Cardi B says that and people go listen to it, that's influence. If Cardi B works on a project and she's able to put some other female rappers on that project, or put some other up and coming artists on that project, that's influence. You're using your power to make things happen for other people. Cardi B's Fashion Nova line, she had one of the biggest collaborations, a rap artist with a fashion brand. You know how many different people have had collaborations with Fashion Nova and Boohoo and all of those fast fashion brands? After Cardi B did that and did so monumentally, I forgot what the earnings were, but very high in the millions. I forgot the specific number. Very high in the millions for her Fashion Nova line. That's influence. All of that is influence. So I think we don't have to think of just somebody trying to sound or look like Cardi B when we think about influence. So I would say, yeah, don't discredit Cardi just because you feel like she's not like other rappers, like per se a Nicki or a Lil' Kim or something, where girls actually try to sound like her when they're rapping.
Right. That's a good point. And I forgot all about the Fashion Nova thing, because she was probably one of the first to really publicly support the brand or had an endorsement or some type of special collaboration with them. And that's how I found about Fashion Nova, was from Cardi B. And now look at Fashion Nova. That's like one of the biggest online fashion brands because of Cardi, I would say, because they kind of like helped put that out there. But Cardi B did go on to Twitter to say more what she was talking about. And she said, well, like I said here, go check how many people use the directors and photographers before and after I use them. She says, go check how many people try to remake the press naked dance scene. Check how many people was wearing certain brands before and after I put it on my body. So,
yeah, all of that is influence. If somebody wants to work with someone because they saw the work that they did with you, you're using your influence. If somebody wants to wear a brand now because they saw you wearing that bag or they saw you wearing those shoes and they're like, oh, what's that? Let me go find that. That all of that is influence. So I agree with Cardi, man. I don't know who's trying to discredit her or who's trying to say she doesn't have influence, but that's not a fact. Like, she does have influence. I think they're just more harping on the music side of things.
Right. I would say the same thing, too.
All right. Give Cardi her flowers. She does influence. She does help people. All right. Case closed on that. Let's talk about the Notorious B.I.G., the late, great legend. His birthday is tomorrow. I feel like we talked about our favorite Biggie songs already. So if you haven't checked out that episode, definitely go check that one out. We're going to be playing some of them. Well, I mean, if you're a podcast listener, you won't hear it on the radio out here unless you live out here in North Carolina. But we'll be playing some of them at our job, at least some of our favorite Biggie songs on the radio this weekend and all of that during our shows. Or at least I will. I don't know. Will you guys be doing a Biggie mix too?
I think we are doing a Biggie mix today. I got to check, but I think we are.
Okay, cool. So if you're in NC, definitely check us out on K97.5. But yes, like with the Notorious B.I.G.'s birthday being tomorrow, there's so much celebration going on. He would be turning 50 years old if he were still here, had his life not been taken back in 1997. So now Biggie's family is having a whole massive birthday celebration, and they are actually releasing a new single, and it's called G-O-A-T, GOAT, Greatest of All Time, aptly titled, if you ask me. And this new track will feature Ty Dolla $ign and Nigerian R&B singer Bella Alubo, and it weaves in a sample with I Love the Dough and I guess some other unreleased lyrics. So should be a pretty interesting mix. You know, anything you put Ty Dolla $ign on, Ty Dolla $ign could get on a song with anybody. Ty Dolla $ign could be on a song with Biggie. He could be on a song with Elvis. It don't matter who it is. You could put Ty Dolla $ign with anybody. So I have confidence that this is actually going to be a pretty good track, even though sometimes when they try to make those posthumous tracks, it sounds a little eh. I feel like this is going to be a good one just because of Ty Dolla $ign and all of the artists and singers that we have coming out of Nigeria and even Africa as a whole right now leads me to believe this is going to be a good track.
Yeah, I think so, too. And Ty Dolla $ign did say in a press release, he was like, being on the song with Biggie has been a dream of mine since I was a kid. And he says the song title is fitting of him, the GOAT. Happy birthday, Big. We miss you. And also his mom said some stuff, too. She said it's wonderful to witness. Well, not Ty Dolla's mom, Biggie's mom, Valletta Wallace, of course. She said, it's wonderful to witness my son's music reimagined for his fans and today's generation of young men and women to embrace his art. I appreciate the hard work of all involved in bringing together the perfect blend of voices and music to this song. So this is exciting to get some new Biggie after, what did it say, 17 years? So
exciting. And, you know, the Empire State Building is going to be teaming up with Bad Boy, Atlantic Records, and Rhino Records. They're all going to be hosting a ceremony, and Biggie's mom, Valletta, will be there. Miss Wallace will be there. And also his children, CJ and Tiana, will be there. Lil' Kim, Lil' C's, and all of Biggie's, you know, crew that he used to run with will be there. And on his actual birthday tomorrow, they're going to light up the Empire State Building in his honor, and they're going to change its lights to red and white along with the crown spinning on it. That will be, of course, a tribute paying homage to his multi-platinum debut album, Ready to Die. So, man, there's a lot going on. And then they're also going to be releasing a vinyl of Life After Death. This is going to be the 25th anniversary super deluxe box set. It's going to have a booklet with rare photos from the album cover photo shoot, liner notes by Sheldon Pierce, and reflections from members of the team who worked on the original album. So very, very dope things. I think this is an amazing way to celebrate the life of the Notorious B.I.G. and all that he has done for rap music as a whole.
Big facts, period.
Okay. All right. Well, off of that, let's get on to New Music Friday, because you know it is Friday. We got some new releases to talk about. Shout out to North Carolina's very own Stunna 4 Vegas. He dropped Ray Ray's Son. I actually didn't hear about the coming of this album. I don't know if I, like, what about my Instagram algorithm doesn't show me Stunna anymore, so I didn't know about this, but I am glad to hear that Stunna's putting out a new project, so excited to listen to that for sure. Then you also have Boldy James and Real Bad Man. They released Killing Nothing, and then Lil Nar dropped Die About It.
Yep, and then you also got Babyface Ray. He dropped Face Deluxe. I guess that's Deluxe Album of Face. There's some more songs on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dreezy and Hit-Boy dropped Hit Girl. So some new stuff from Dreezy.
I love a collab album with a producer and an artist. Like, that's going to get me every time. And then Hit-Boy on top of that. Like, Hit-Boy's collabs albums, I feel, are underrated outside of the one with Nas. That's, I guess, will be the crown jewel of his collab albums. But Hit-Boy has some great collaboration albums. So I'm definitely ready to hear what he did with Dreezy on this. Calling it Hit Girl, I thought was pretty provocative. Being that, I don't know. I know that the hit comes from Hit Boy, obviously. Dreezy, mm-hmm. The girl part comes from Dreezy. But is Dreezy Hit Girl? Will she be Hit Girl after this album?
We gonna see. I hope there's some hits somewhere on there.
Right. I know the production. We know the production is gonna be fire. We know, you know, it's gonna sound good. But I'm wondering, like, okay, will there really be any hit from this? Will there be any hits from Dreezy? Like, if you're gonna be Hit Girl, I want to hear some hits now. So excited to check that out. Some new music, some new things to get into this weekend. I think that's a great note to end it on right there. So let us know what you think about all of this new music once you dive into it. I am at Asia Sky on all social media platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
All right. That's going to conclude today's episode of VX Daily then. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. Also, make sure to subscribe to the Hip Hop DX YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok, which is at Hip Hop DX.
Like we said, be sure to follow us as well. Have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday with more daily news.
See ya.